With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Praise for Attorney General Pam Bondi today at hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chairman Chuck Grassley says Bondi has returned the department to its prime mission.
Focusing on crime and getting tough on criminals is a welcome change from 4 years of Biden administration soft on crime policies.
And ranking member Dick Durbin says that Bondi has made an impact on the Justice Department, but not one that he likes.
In 8 short months, you have fundamentally transformed the Justice Department and left an enormous stain in American history. It will take decades to recover.
Illinois and Chicago have filed a lawsuit aiming to stop President Trump's deployment of hundreds of National Guard troops to the Windy City.
The president has portrayed Chicago and other U.S. cities as war-ravaged and lawless and argued they need federal involvement. But the lawsuit alleges that Donald Trump's long-declared war on Chicago and Illinois is unlawful and dangerous. A federal judge did not immediately block the deployment of National Guard troops, but gave the Trump administration 2 days to respond to Illinois' lawsuit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says with the nation hobbled with trillions in unpaid debt, it's hard to understand why Democrats have shut down the government over their goal of spending another $1.5 trillion on health care for those in the country illegally.
They want to spend $1.5 trillion new dollars, and they want to give health care and benefits to illegal aliens. Yes, that is a fact. It is not a Republican talking point. It's in their own document that they filed in the congressional record.
As House Speaker Mike Johnson, he was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Things have been slow today on Wall Street after several days of record gains. Some of those are going back. Right now, the Dow is down by 155 points, the NASDAQ down by 163. This is SRN News. A setback for religious freedom in Colorado.
A 3-judge panel of the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state can force all participants in universal pre-K programs to abide by a so-called LGBT non-discrimination statement. The Catholic Diocese of Denver and several parents took the state to court and might appeal this latest decision to the Supreme Court. Since President Trump added several justices, the High Court has been very supportive of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, asserting that the civil rights organization has been turned into, quote, a partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made the same complaint for years now, pointing to the SPLC's annual hate map, as it's called. It has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and the Family Research Council. This is SRN News. Tropical weather making an appearance on the west coast of Mexico.
Hurricane Priscilla is drenching parts of southwestern Mexico as it strengthens and moves northwest off the Pacific coast with winds near 100 miles per hour. The government canceled classes in La Paz and Los Cabos and set up shelters as a precaution. The National Hurricane Center in Miami warns of heavy swells, dangerous surf and rip currents, and possible flash flooding. A tropical storm watch is in place for Baja California Sur from Cabo San Lucas to Cabo San Lazaro. The hurricane's probable forecast has a track curving northeast and potentially impacting Southern California and Arizona this weekend. I'm Jennifer King.
Gold futures are flying high. They've soared above $4,000 per troy ounce for the first time ever, as many investors seek a safe haven to park their money as concerns rise because of the ongoing government shutdown and the ongoing trade battles. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.